It looks like the Giants are getting ready to drop a massive bag on Kenneth Walker in free agency. The Seattle Seahawks are not franchise tagging Kenneth Walker ahead of today's 4 p.m. deadline. He is going to hit the open market. Now, Seattle is interested in bringing him back, but Walker has interest from a lot of teams, including reportedly the New York Football Giants. According to Matthew Berry of NBC Sports, one of the hottest rumors buzzing around the NFL scouting combine this past weekend was that the Giants were heavily interested. Very interested, quote unquote, is the term that he used, in Kenneth Walker. Now, he's not the only one that's reported this either. Several reports have surfaced from ESPN, NBC Sports, PFF, wherever you're looking for it, you'll find reports indicating that the Giants are interested in signing Kenneth Walker in free agency. Kenneth Walker is the top running back set to hit the free agency market this offseason, and he's going to command a contract north of $10 million per season. Nevertheless, despite all of the holes that the Giants have on their roster, John Harbaugh does love a ground and pound rushing attack. And Kenneth Walker, well, he fits that role quite well, and he was Pro Football Focus's highest graded running back in the NFL this past season. The Super Bowl MVP is looking to cash in and get paid, and the team that pays him could end up being Big Blue. And I just kind of want to break it down, react to the news, kind of play devil's advocate for it as well, and go back and forth here, because this has become quickly a controversial topic for New York Giants fans. And so I want to give my take on it in today's episode of Fireside Giants. I'm your host, Anthony Rivardo. Let's waste no more time. Let's go ahead and dive right in on this Kenneth Walker rumor. So let me say this right off the bat. The Giants signing Kenneth Walker in free agency is a move that I would love and hate at the same time. I would really be conflicted because there are reasons to dislike this move and there are reasons to really get excited about it. Let's get excited about it first, okay? Let's start with the good, then we'll go to the potential concerns. Kenneth Walker is a really damn good football player. Like I said, he was the number one graded running back in all of Pro Football Focus this past season. He put up 875 yards after contact this season. That's over 3 yards after contact per carry. That's a really impressive mark. He also forced 77 total missed tackles in the NFL. That ranked second behind just Bijan Robinson. 77 missed tackles forced is a really, really solid number. But he also had 22 rushes of 15 plus yards this past season. He is a big play hitter. That total ranked second in the NFL behind just Devon Achane of the Miami Dolphins. So he could do it all. He could play as a receiver out of the backfield. He can run the football effectively. He doesn't fumble the ball very often. He only had one fumble this past season. And when you look at his career, he holds on to the rock exceptionally well, barely ever fumbles, but he also is a pretty good receiver. Puts up at least 250 yards receiving per year, has a pretty good catch rate, not a lot of drops. And again, only 3 fumbles in the entirety of his career, 4 seasons in the NFL. Now, he's been banged up in the past in 2024. He played in only 11 games, missed a little bit of time due to an injury. In 2023, he played in 15 games. 2022, he played in 15 games. This was his healthiest season. He played all 17 games, and it was his best season. Put up over 1,000 rushing yards and 5 touchdowns on the ground with another touchdown through the air. Kenneth Walker can be a very dynamic player, and one of my favorite parts about Kenneth Walker is that I feel like he's still just scratching the surface of his potential. 25 years old, so he's still young, and he never really had too high of a volume of workload in the previous seasons that he's played. He took 228 carries as a rookie, 219 in his second year, 153 in his third, and only 221 carries this past season, which really isn't like the Seahawks have ever ran him into the ground or taken the tread off of his tires. He's still pretty fresh. His legs are still pretty fresh at only 25 years old. So this is a guy that I think could still play at a high level for the next 3 to 5 seasons. I don't think he's shown any sign of slowing down. And in fact, I think Kenneth Walker has only gotten better every single season that he's been in the NFL, especially when you look at this past postseason, the way that he was the engine that really drove the Seattle Seahawks home through the playoffs and through the Super Bowl, and of course, eventually into winning the Super Bowl and hoisting the Lombardi Trophy. The league has really changed in recent years and shifted. There was a time a few seasons ago where the running back position was completely devalued. Guys could not get paid. Teams just didn't care to pay the running back position. They would just rather spend fourth and fifth round picks on running backs and go from there. And that's what the Giants have been doing because they have not put a lot of value into the running back position. Of course, famously letting Saquon Barkley walk and then just reinvesting with a fifth round pick in Tracy and a fourth round pick in Cam Scataboo. And so far that's paid off, and we're going to dive into that a little bit more in just a second here. But back to the point of the NFL shifting, they've now gone back to valuing the running back position. James Cook was an engine driving that Buffalo Bills offense. They paid him as such. He got a lot of money. And players like Saquon Barkley, he got the big pay raise after his Super Bowl win. But make no mistake about it, the Seattle Seahawks do not go to the Super Bowl, let alone win it, without Saquon Barkley being on that roster. And you could say the exact same thing this past season about Kenneth Walker and the Seattle Seahawks. He proved his value. He was one of the most valuable players on that entire Seattle Seahawks team that was loaded with top-end talent. Kenneth Walker proved to be one of the most valuable players, and he was the most valuable player in the Super Bowl. So the NFL has really shifted, and now teams are actually prioritizing the running back position once again. You look over in Baltimore, make this John Harbaugh connection. A few years ago, they decided, hey, to hell with it. Let's invest heavy money because there is a Hall of Fame talent in free agency right now. Let's go ahead and sign Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry goes on to have the best seasons of his career, shows no signs of slowing down. The reason that the Tennessee Titans let him go was because, hey, he was aging. The running back position has not been valuable anymore, so we're just going to let this aging veteran running back go. Baltimore Ravens say, okay, we'll take him. We'll put a good offensive line and scheme in front of him, and we'll let him rush for 2,000 yards and have a historically good season in conjunction with Lamar Jackson, our MVP-level quarterback. There's a couple of big takeaways to draw from that sequence of events in Baltimore. Number one, John Harbaugh does not care about positional value. He cares about talent. If he sees an elite talent out there, he's going to go ahead and he's going to spend on that talent, or he's going to draft it high. He just wants the best possible football players and figure the rest out later. He does not care about positional value. The other big takeaway, though, is he loves to run the football. He wants his offenses to start with the ground game and build the passing attack on top of it. A lot of play-action passing concepts have been introduced to that Baltimore Ravens offense as a result of Derrick Henry being the absolute bruiser in their backfield. And it made things a lot simpler for Lamar Jackson, and it helped propel his development even further as a passer. He's a much better quarterback now than he was pre-Derrick Henry. He was already elite, but he got more elite once Derrick Henry got there. So those are a couple of takeaways, but also back to the quarterback development. I just mentioned how he got better once Derrick Henry got there. The Giants are trying to develop Jackson Dart. Going into year two, they need to surround him with talent. That's one of the reasons why they should absolutely try their best to extend Jermaine Illuminor. And we're going to talk about that in a second here too, because I think it's related. But it's also one of the reasons why fans say, hey, draft Carnell Tate fifth overall. Hey, go sign for this guy. Go trade for this guy who can be a playmaker. Well, you've got an opportunity here, as opposed to, let's say, trading for a DJ Moore or signing the top wide receiver on the market. You know, if you're talking about Wandale Robinson, realistically, Wandale Robinson is going to get over $20 million per season this offseason to be a top 20 to 30 wide receiver in the NFL. Meanwhile, Kenneth Walker is a top 5 to 10 running back in the NFL that you're paying half of that cost to. So again, positional value is a conversation here, but have we reached a point in the NFL where the running back position has become a bargain, where you can get top-end running backs for a fraction of the cost of WR2s, second fiddle players for $20 million at the receiver position versus lead bell cow running backs for $10 million to $12 million per year? I actually think there's tremendous value in signing those contracts now. I think there are going to be teams that view it that way as well, and they're going to say, you know what? It's become a bargain. The running back position got so devalued, but the talent is still there, and the impact and value is clearly still there with Kenneth Walker helping the Seattle Seahawks win a Super Bowl, with Saquon Barkley helping the Eagles win a Super Bowl, and all these other teams having such solid ground attacks and going deep into the playoffs. I think there is now an argument to say the running back position has become a bargain in the NFL, and signing a guy like Kenneth Walker, let's go to his market value here. $10 to $12 million per season, let's call it. If you're signing him to, let's project a three-year, $36 million contract, you're not really paying him a whole lot until that third year of that contract if you backload it. and you can add void years to it too, you guys have to keep in mind, Jackson Dart is on a rookie contract. If you believe Jackson Dart is a franchise quarterback, now is the time to spend on luxury pieces. Backload those deals, add void years, and bring in a top 5 to 10 running back in the NFL and K9, and bring down his cap hit so that he can play alongside Jackson Dart and help him develop. You need your young quarterback to be surrounded with playmakers, elite playmakers ideally. Kenneth Walker arguably is an elite playmaker. No, he's not a former first team All-Pro, second team All-Pro, nothing like that, but he is a very good football player who has not received those accolades because he has not received 30 carries a game the same way some of these other guys have. And that's a good thing because it means he's still got plenty of gas left in the tank. So Kenneth Walker, I think, is kind of a bargain contract. Whatever team signs him in free agency, Giants or otherwise, just speaking more generally now, if a team signs Kenneth Walker to a 3-year, $36 million deal, I think they are getting a really great value contract for a good football player who's only 25 years old and proved to be one of the most valuable players on a championship-winning team. So I like K9. I think K9 would be a really exciting grab for the Giants. But what does it mean for the rest of the team? What does it mean for their cap space, for their ability to spend elsewhere? What does it mean for Cam Scadaboo and Tyrone Tracy Jr.? So I didn't think I needed to add this disclaimer at the beginning, but I will add it now. I love Cam Scadaboo. I mean, guys, for God's sake, last year I made, you know, a bunch of viral moments on this channel by just saying, Cam Scadaboo! You guys loved it when I would do my Scadaboos. Even when I went to training camp last year, Scadaboo had not even played a snap yet for the New York Giants. And I had people coming up to me saying, hey, can I get a Scadaboo? And I would go, no, I can't do that in public. Scadaboo! I love Cam Scadaboo. I think Scadaboo can be a really good football player in this league. But let's not pretend that the injury he had was not devastating. He had a torn ligament and several torn ligaments in his ankle, a dislocated ankle. Guys, let's compare kind of a similar injury, but not entirely the same. An ankle, obviously, not as big of a deal as a knee, but let's look over to Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill was just released by the Miami Dolphins, and Tyreek Hill is a player who doesn't seem to have much of a free agency market because teams don't know if he's ever going to return to form or if he's just going to retire at this point because he dislocated his knee. What was involved with the dislocation of the knee? It was a torn ACL, LCL, and MCL. That's three ligaments that he reportedly tore in his knee. That is absurd. A dislocated ankle might not be the same caliber injury, but it's definitely in the same category. It's definitely a devastating injury and a difficult one to come back from. Even if Scadaboo does make the full recovery and return to the field, there is no guarantee that he does not have future complications due to this injury. There is no guarantee that he returns completely to form. And guys, his form was elite. If he does return to form, hell freaking yeah, he's a damn good football player. I want nothing more than for him to return to form and to be a Super Bowl champion and elite player for the New York Football Giants. But my hopes, my dreams, and my desires are not what the New York Giants are factoring into the equation. They need insurance. They need to protect themselves. If Cam Scadaboo isn't the player that he was when he comes back from this injury, and you didn't do anything to upgrade at running back, what are all the fans going to say? Well, Scadaboo was coming off of that injury. You guys should have invested at running back. You should have added somebody else. So that's what they're doing. They're going to add another running back this offseason in case Cam Scadaboo is not the engine workhorse back that he proved he could be last year. So they need to add insurance, essentially. And I know everybody's going to say, well, what about Tyrone Tracy Jr.? Tracy has had several opportunities to prove himself as the workhorse bell cow back. He has not proven that. He's proven he's a good football player. He's proven he's a good complementary back. And he's proven that he's a young guy with potential. He has not proven that he is ready to carry the rock 25 to 30 times a game and rush for 1,000 yards in a season. Now, I know what you're going to say. He did have 1,000 yards. Yes, combined all-purpose yards. But that's different than actually putting up 1,000 rushing yards in a year, which Kenneth Walker has done twice in the four seasons that he's played. And one of those other seasons that he didn't put up 1,000 yards, he did put up 900. So you're talking about a guy in Kenneth Walker who averages 4.3 yards per carry in his career. He had 4.6 this past season. Tracy is a good football player, but he has not been a lead starting running back in the New York Giants offense. He's averaging 4.3 yards per carry as well in his career. He's been very impressive in the sample size that he's been given. But again, he has not taken the reins as the bell cow back. The Giants view him as more of a complimentary piece. And that's not a bad thing. The Giants should not stop adding talent at a position because they have young complementary pieces. They need to bring in elite talents when elite talents are available to them, in my opinion. And that's where I think you make the argument for Kenneth Walker. 25 years old, coming off of a Super Bowl win and a Super Bowl MVP. This is a culture guy. This is a young and rising star in the NFL. This is a player that the New York Giants would love to have pair up with Jaxson Dart. He can be an elite weapon. And this does not necessarily take anything away from Cam Scadaboo. Cam Scadaboo can play in tandem with Kenneth Walker. So can Tyrone Tracy Jr. This can be an earth, wind, and fire rushing attack where, yes, now there is a lead back, but Kenneth Walker also has never been a workhorse 30-plus yards per carry running back during his time with the Seahawks because the Seahawks wanted to preserve him. So they had complementary backs like Zach Charbonnet in that backfield alongside him. That's what the Giants have now. They can bring in Kenneth Walker and have those complimentary Zach Charbonnets of the world, like a Tyrone Tracy Jr., like a Cam Scadaboo, like how the Giants had Brandon Jacobs, Ahmad Bradshaw, and DJ Ware back in the day. They can now have three very quality running backs and just attack opposing defenses with a running game that wears you down. Not to mention Jaxson Dart's got some legs on him and he can run the football. So again, should the Giants invest this kind of money at the running back position when they need to extend Jermaine Illuminor, when they need to upgrade at cornerback and sign a starter there, when they need a starter at guard? Maybe not. I probably, again, that's why I said I would love and hate this deal. I do believe in positional value. I do believe there is an extent and there is a line that you draw in the sand with the running back position and certain other positions. But I also do believe in adding young, rising talents to the roster. Kenneth Walker being one of them. I pounded the table hard to re-sign Xavier McKinney. He plays a devalued position of safety, but he was 24 years old when he hit free agency, and he was a damn good football player. Pay up. I think you can make a similar argument, of course, for Cordell Flott. You can make it, of course, for Wandale Robinson, and you can definitely make it for pursuing Kenneth Walker right now as a 25-year-old who's only getting better and is already in the upper echelon of running backs in the NFL. So, again, should the Giants prioritize Kenneth Walker over Jermaine Illuminor? No. Sign the right tackle, protect the offensive lineman, protect the quarterback. You got to maintain continuity there. And hey, whatever running back you sign is not going to have success if three of your starters on the offensive line absolutely stink. So you need to have a good offensive line in place first and foremost. The Giants should make extending Jermaine Illuminor their priority number one, in my opinion. Should they prioritize Kenneth Walker over a starting cornerback? No, I don't think so. Their secondary was atrocious last year, and they need more cornerback talent. They should sign a starting cornerback this offseason over a Kenneth Walker. But if they're able to sign a starting cornerback, if they're able to re-sign Jermaine Illuminor, if they're able to upgrade at guard and linebacker, and then sign Kenneth Walker, that feels like a haul that turns the Giants from worst to first players. That seems like a haul that says, hey, Harbaugh is here to coach this team into the playoffs this next season. He added an elite weapon to add to the arsenal, taking pressure off of Malik Nabers' shoulders, taking pressure off of Jaxson Dart's shoulders, more importantly, and giving the ball to a running back who can carry it and also play in complementary with Cam Scadaboo and Tyrone Tracy Jr. I think this is a really exciting proposition for the Giants, and it's the kind of weapon that you add to an offense to really take it to the next level. Again, the salary cap space aside, the Giants have $2 million in cap space right now, but they are about to cut guys like Okereke. They're about to restructure guys like Burns and Lawrence. They're going to figure out his contract as well. Andrew Thomas, they probably restructure. They're going to cut Graham Gano. They're going to cut James Hudson. They're going to make moves. By the end of the day, next week when free agency begins, the Giants will probably have $50 million in cap space. So they can sign Jermaine. They can sign Flott. They can sign Kenneth Walker at a nominal cost, because on a three-year, $12 million per year contract, the first year's cap hit can be $6 million or so. And then that second year, sure, maybe now it's more like 12. And then the third year, maybe it's more like 18. You got to spread it out in a certain way. That doesn't bother me, man. I think that's a pretty good deal to sign for a really good running back. And you can also extend him again in that third season before he turns 29. He's 28 years old at that point. So again, guys, I just kind of wanted to release my thoughts on it, go back and forth with myself here, go through the pros and the cons. I'm definitely curious to hear your guys' thoughts down below in the comment section. What are the pros that you see? What are the cons that you see? Again, I'm not trying to devalue Cam Scadaboo or Tyrone Tracy Jr. I love those guys. And if the Giants roll into 2026 with just those two guys as their starting running back duo, I'm okay with it. But I also am cognizant of the fact that Scadaboo's injury was devastating. You need insurance for that. And Tracy is a good football player, but I don't know if he's an elite running back at any point in his career. Kenneth Walker can be that. And I think that the Giants are seeing a change in value. And I think John Harbaugh is ahead of the curve here, and he's seeing the expected points and the expected wins that you can put on the scoreboard by bringing in an elite running back like Kenneth Walker. So you guys let me know what you think about Kenneth Walker potentially joining the New York Giants. I would love it, and I would hate it. It's a deal I'll go back and forth on, and I got to see what the cost looks like, and I got to see what the contract looks like. Of course, the Giants haven't signed him yet. Free agency begins next week, but this is a rumor that just keeps heating up, and this is one that I'm starting to become very interested in, continuing to monitor. So, guys, let me know what you think about Kenneth Walker. Leave a like if you enjoyed. Subscribe if you're new. Ring the bell so you don't miss an episode, and comment your thoughts down below in the comment section. Listen to Apple or Spotify. Make sure to leave us a 5-star review. Go ahead and follow us on all of our social media channels at Fireside Giants. Without further ado, we'll catch you on the next one. Have a good one, and let's go New York Giants.